Dreams, Tina Bandabasha. We are the youth living our dreams. Dreams,
Tina, Tina, Abantu, Abasha, Abantu, Abasha.
Dreams.
Lisa, you always get here first.
Hi, Bali. What a cute skirt.
Thanks, Lisa. My mom just made it for me.
Your mom is an awesome seamstress.
I know. I think she could have made a really good business out of her sewing skills.
And instead she works here.
Yep. It's pretty great that both mom and dad work at the church.
At least we know we always have somewhere to meet.
Hey, I'm here.
Ayanda, hey, great.
Hey, nice skirt, Mbali.
I just said the same thing.
Did your mom make it?
Well spotted, Ayanda.
She's brilliant. I think she could have had a great business making clothes.
That's so funny. Mbali just said the same thing.
You know, I'm thinking of starting one.
Starting what, Mbali?
A business.
Great idea.
Yeah, I was thinking about you doing your tutoring, Lisa, and now Ayanda with her job, and I thought maybe it was time to earn some money for myself.
I will, but your parents both work, Mbali.
I know they do, Ayanda, but I kind of want to have some money of my own.
What for?
Well, you know, I want to be a human rights lawyer.
And save the world.
Pretty much.
And so, Mbali?
And so, Lisa, I'm going to need to go to university for a long time, and my parents aren't going to be able to afford that.
So you thought you would start to earn some money of your own.
Exactly, Ayanda.
I think that's a great idea, Mbali.
But how are you going to get a job when you're still at school?
I'm not thinking of getting a job, Ayan.
Hey, well, then how are you going to earn money?
I'm thinking of starting a small business, something I can do after school.
That's brilliant. What's your big idea?
What do you mean, Lisa?
Every business needs to start with a big idea.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know I can bake.
Sure you can, Bali. Your cupcakes are the best I've ever tasted. Better than the ones at the garage shop for sure.
That's exactly what I was thinking of doing.
Making cupcakes? Cool.
Yeah, I was thinking of starting small, you know, maybe doing cupcakes for kids' birthday parties.
Aye, but why stop at kids, Mbali? You can do cupcakes for adults too.
Do you think adults eat cupcakes, Ayand?
I know they do. At the event we did last week, there were these super sophisticated ones with the logo of the company on them. They looked great, but actually they didn't taste like much.
Mbali's cupcakes always taste good.
Aw, thanks, Lisa.
So you can do kids' cupcakes and adults' cupcakes then?
Well, I know I can make them, but how do I sell them?
Marketing, girl. The success behind any business.
Wow, Ayanda, when did you get so business savvy?
I'm picking up a lot from these events that we're organizing.
And Ayanda's right, Mbali. You have to have a marketing plan.
How did you start with your tutoring business, Lisa?
I went door to door in my neighborhood to every house where they had high school kids and told them what I was doing.
That sounds tiring.
It was, but it paid off. I got 7 people sign up for math sessions in my first week.
Yeah, imagine if I got commissions to do the cupcakes for 7 parties in my first week.
Hey, you have to be realistic, Mbali. I really knew my market.
What if I go to families who I know have kids?
Perfect. And maybe also if you know people are getting married.
I couldn't do wedding cakes, Ayanda. I'm not that good.
Well, maybe not yet, Mbali, but it's a fashion for girls who are getting married to have a little party with their girlfriends before the wedding, and the cupcakes would be a hit at that.
So we have identified the market and a way to reach them. That's great.
It is. Thanks, girls.
Not so fast, young lady. We still need to do some financial projections.
Hey, Lisa. Hey, friend, the serious stuff.
It's important, Ayanda. Mbali, what were you thinking of charging for your cupcakes?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about that.
Exactly. So we need to sit down and calculate what it costs to make, say, 12 cupcakes, and then add on some profit that will start to build up your savings. Then you know what to charge.
Hey, and you can't really charge more than the garage shop.
You're spot on, Ayanda. We need to look at your competitors like the garage shop and make sure that your pricing is in line with theirs.
Except Mbali's incredible cupcakes are going to be a million times better.
True. Mbali's will be a premium product, so you could charge a little more.
And I like the sound of that.
What's that?
What you said just now, Ayanda. Mbali's incredible cupcakes.
I think we just found the name for your business.
Yes, I love it. I would buy them.
It looks like you have all the right ingredients to really make this work, Mbali.
Thanks, girls. I know I have the skills and hopefully the resources. And with your support, I'm sure I can make this work.
Now we need to start with your business plan.
Hey, Lisa. I always have to find a way to write things down properly.
Now, where's my pen?
Dreams, Tina Bandabasha. We are the youth living our dreams. Dreams.
Tina, Tina, Abantu, Abasha, Abantu, Abasha.
Dreams.